The cost to fill up is again going up and up. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It rose more than 3 cents this morning, 6 cents in 2 days. Now a penny shy of the record high in California, where AAA has regular at $6.42 a gallon. Nationwide, it's almost $3.87. After OPEC Plus countries agreed to cut oil production.
The massive cut from OPEC really had the U.S. oil and gas industry hopeful that the Biden administration would turn to domestic production to meet the moment. But the Wall Street Journal dashing those dreams, reading its headline, U.S. looks to ease Venezuela sanctions, enabling Chevron to pump oil.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. President Biden says he's disappointed with the federal appeals court ruling upholding a judge's decision in Texas calling DACA illegal. But it asks that judge to review revisions, leaving in place the program shielding some immigrants brought here illegally as kids from deportation without any new applications. The president will today go to New York to focus on creating tech jobs after a trip to Florida, seeing Hurricane Ian's destruction, touting federal help to clean up and rebuild.
We're not leaving until this gets done. I promise you that.
The storm is blamed for more than 100 deaths.
Nearly 4,000 people rescued across the inlet amid this disaster on Fort Myers Beach. Crews are still sifting through piles of debris that are literally 10, 20 feet high.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Fort Myers. A fired former cop went on a rampage today in Thailand, shooting and stabbing more than 30 people to death at a child care center, most of them kids.
First responders finding victims as young as 2 years old. At least 12 more people injured in the attack carried out, authorities say, by a former police officer who kept shooting at people from his car as he fled the scene. He then killed his own child and wife at home before killing himself.
Fox's Lillian Wu, a 2-year-old and 5-month-old baby, mauled to death in Tennessee by their two pet dogs. America's listening to
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Fox News. The search is over in California for a family kidnapped on Monday.
Merced County, California Sheriff Vern Warnke says the bodies of a kidnapped 8-month-old girl, her parents, and her uncle have been found in an orchard.
Our worst fears have been confirmed.
The discovery came hours after surveillance video was released showing the family being kidnapped at gunpoint from their business. Warnke says they were taken by Jesus Salgado, a convicted robber who tried to kill himself a day after the kidnappings, and that they're still trying to determine a possible motive.
There's no words right now to describe the anger I feel and the senselessness of this incident.
Salgado was in critical condition when taken into custody, but is talking to police. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Closing arguments are today at Alex Jones's latest trial in Connecticut to determine how much punishment he should pay to families who were distraught after he claimed that a shooting in an elementary school that left 26 students and teachers dead 10 years ago was a hoax. He has since said that it did actually take place and the attack was real. Opening statements are today in Wisconsin at a trial stemming from last year's Christmas parade attack.
Daryl Brooks, representing himself at trials accused of intentionally driving into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last November, killing 6 people, injuring more than 60. He caused several disruptions in court during jury selection with Judge Jennifer Doro, eventually moving him to another room to participate remotely, telling prospective jurors,
"That should not influence their verdict in any way."
Brooks faces 76 criminal charges. He withdrew his original insanity plea in June, and the judge ruled last month he is intelligent and articulate enough to act as his own attorney. Chris Foster, Fox News.
There was more unemployment last week. First time claims rose 15% up to 219,000. Tomorrow we get the monthly jobs report. On Wall Street, stock futures are down ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.